Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
We give you glory and honor, oh God. God, you have loved us so much. Your love is continuously, oh God. God, you never leaves us nor forsakes us. God, you created us in your own image, Father. We thank you, Father. We have so much to thank you for, dear God, that we don't even know how to come to you, but we do come to you in the best that we know how, Lord. Thanking you for your gracious mercy. Thank you for being our King. Thank you for coming, O God, in the flesh to save us from our sins. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God, that you made us and knows all about us. You know every one of our shortcomings. You know our going in and our coming out, our uprising and our sitting down. You know, God, our thoughts from afar off, God. Yes, you do, Lord. And, Lord, we do thank you, Lord. And, Lord, you know every strand of hair that falls from our head. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you, Lord, for creating us to praise you, oh God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We celebrate you, oh God, for who you are and what you have done for us. You are God Almighty. Yes, you are. You are God of a second chance. Praise God. When we fail you, oh God, yes, Jesus is seated at the right hand, making intercession for us. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for being our daddy. Oh, God, thank you that we can bring all our petitions and bring them and lay them at your feet, Lord. Thank you, Lord, everything that tries to easily beset us, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God. Oh, God, that you, oh, God, oh, Father God, will take every one of our sins and throw them in the sea of forgetfulness and never to remember them anymore, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God, for all of our enemies that you told us to love our enemies. And, oh, God, in spite of, God, thank you, Lord. Oh, God, because we all fall short. Oh, Father God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, we just thank you tonight for so much because you are so gracious to us, God. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father. Oh, God. Oh, Father God. Oh, God, that we can celebrate you at this lovely time and all the year long, God. Oh, God, but we do set aside a special time, oh, God, because we don't know the time of your birth, God. But, God, we do. We do, God, just love you, and we praise you, oh, God. We praise you, oh, God. We praise you. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, oh, God. Yes, Lord, God, we lift you up, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, Father, thank you. Thank you, Father God, that for everyone, oh, God, Father God, that don't know you tonight, that they will have that opportunity from here to the four corners of this earth. They'll have the opportunity to call upon the name of Jesus. Lord, as we celebrate your birth this year, they'll come to know you in a special way, God. Oh, God, as we celebrate your birth, God, oh, God, something will happen in their hearts, oh, God, and, God, they will receive you, God, as their Savior in their hearts, oh, God. We pray for every man, woman, or child, God. Oh, God, that don't know you. God, yes, Lord, God, we want them to know you. So, God, we pray for them tonight, oh, God, that they will receive you, God. It may be a family member, oh, God, but we pray that they'll receive you, oh, God. Oh, God, it may be a friend or maybe someone we don't even know, God. But we pray, oh, God, that the, oh God, that you will move in the hearts of your people, oh God. You know every heart that's ready, God. Oh Father, oh God, they cannot be drawn, oh God, unless you draw them. Oh Father God, draw them tonight, oh God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh God, we pray, God, tonight, God, for those that are sick, oh God. Oh Father God, yes, Lord. Oh, Father God, that the sick be healed, oh God, at this time. Yes, Lord God, we pray that the sick be healed, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, no matter what they are going through, God, I know you can touch someone, God. They may be in a nursing home. They may be in a living center. They might be on a sick bed, God. Oh, God, but we know that there's nothing too hard for you, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, in your name, God, we come, God. We come, God, bringing the sick before you, God. The sick, the lame, and the maimed, God. We bringing them before you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch in a mighty way, God. Heal, oh God, on sick beds, on death beds, oh God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Touch, God, in a mighty way, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, just spread your love, your gracious mercy, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Maybe a mother, oh God, have lost that son, oh God, or that daughter, God, to drugs or alcohol or on the street. Murder, God. God, comfort at this time, oh God. Oh God, bring comfort, oh God. Oh God, where their hearts, oh God. Oh God, are being stirred, oh God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Bring comfort and peace, oh God. You said you come to bring peace to our hearts, oh God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh Father God, deliver those, oh God, that are on drugs and all kind of substance abuse. Deliver them, oh God. Just on regular Cerex, oh God. Deliver them, oh God, and make them whole, oh God. Oh God, that they won't desire to put anything in their bodies, oh God, that will defile their bodies, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh God, those behind prison walls, oh God. Deliver them, oh God. Oh God, from all the hurt, oh God, they have gone through and set them free, God. Oh God, let them know you are right there with them, oh God, to deliver them. And God, if you desire to, oh God, deliver someone and break those chains, oh God, set them free, God. Set them free, God, set them free. Set them free, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh God, Lord God, that they'll come out and do your will, oh God. Lord God, they'll hold up the bloodstained banner, oh God. Lord God, they will, oh God, cry out to you, oh God. Oh God, thank you and say thank you, Father. You have done a wonderful thing, God. Oh God, we all, God, cry out saying thank you, Lord God. Thank you for this great and blessed hope that you have given us, oh God. Oh God, thank you, Father God. Thank you for healing our bodies, God, from the top of our head to the sole of our feet, God. Oh God, bring us into a oneness with you, God. Lord God, oh Father God, that we'll just continue to look to you, God, who is the author and the finisher of our lives, oh God. You did it, you did it, you did it, yes, God. You did it, you did it, God, yes. You just keep on doing, God, for us. Oh God, when we don't even know how to ask you, God. Oh God, but you just do it, God, because of your love, oh God. Oh God, thank you, Father. Thank you, my Father. I just thank you, Father, oh God, for this program and everyone that are listening, oh God. Oh God, to the program. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, that you're going to, oh God, Father God, oh God, impart into their hearts, oh God, wisdom and knowledge, oh God, that is spoken from the program, oh God. Oh God, oh Father God, let them want to hear, oh God, what the Spirit has to say to the church. Oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we so glad of you. We so glad, God, that we can come. We so glad that we can impart wisdom and knowledge, but most of all, understanding. We are so glad, God, that you chose us. We're so glad, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you're so good. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, praise his name. Praise his name. Well, you are listening to God's favorites radio program coming to you live on Blog Talk. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs, other to the prison walls, maybe slain by the bullet, or whatever you may be going through? God's favorites are reaching out tonight to help heal your hurts. We all hurt in some type of way, but God say he will heal us. He told us in Matthew 11:28, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God is willing to give us rest. If we just draw nigh unto him, he will draw nigh unto us. Yes, God is willing to heal us of all our hurts, all of our shortcomings. Jesus is seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Yes, he is. Jesus, I say, my Jesus, my Jesus, yes. Aren't you glad that he didn't stay in a manger, that he's seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us? Oh, he's pleading to the Father. Oh, because we come short of him every day. Oh, he said, if you say you have no sin, you're a liar. Oh, yes. So I ask his forgiveness every day, every day, every day. God, forgive me of my sin, for I have sinned and come short of your glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he is gracious enough. Oh, what a wonderful God. What a mighty God we serve. He's gracious and wonderful enough to forgive us of all our sins. Praise God. No one else can do it. No one can do it like our God can. No one has loved us like our God can. Oh, praise God. He made us. Praise God. He has given us life, and he will take our life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, tonight, praise God, pray for my co-host. I pray that nothing has happened. She was supposed to have been here, but she hadn't made it. But we pray for all our friends. Oh, we don't want anything to happen. Praise God. So we rebuke the enemy, oh, in the name of Jesus. Offer everyone at this time where the devil is trying to conquer. He's a liar. Praise God. Hallelujah. You shall have peace. You shall, I speak it tonight in Jesus' name. You shall have plenty. Praise God. You shall glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Praise God. Praise God. Well, tonight, we do want to pray for all those that are ill. I have several people I went and visited in a nursing home this week, but also one I haven't gotten a chance to go to the hospital, which is in ICU. I need to go tomorrow, if the weather's not too bad, and visit her. We pray that Sister Helena Thomas will soon be out of the hospital, and all the prayer requests that comes in, we pray that they will be healed and set free from the enemy, because we know that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you tonight. My study is God-given gifts. You know, we are going about giving gifts. We give in the physical. God gives in the spiritual. Praise God. So I want to talk about the gifts that God gives. The gifts, let's label it like this, the gifts that God gives. God gives us gifts, and we're going to talk about those gifts tonight, and I want you to think about it. If you never thought about the gifts that God gives, he gives us gifts. And check yourself to see if you are walking in any of these gifts. Praise God. God has given us gifts, and we're going to look at them. Praise God. One is speaking gifts, and that is one. And under that gift comes the gift of prophecy. It is the God-given ability to take the truth of God in the Bible and speak it forth, with the result that lives are changed. That is the speaking gift, the gift of prophecy. Well, I know some people feel that prophecy is gone from the church, but God has given us these gifts, and we are to walk in them. If God has given you that gift, then walk in it. Praise God. Another gift, of the gifts of teaching. These gifts have not been taken from us. These gifts should be used in the church. Praise God. They are listed here in our Bible. God have not. Once God gives us the gift, he does not take it away. Praise God. Another gift is the gift of teaching, the God-given ability to systematically and effectively organize and explain the principles of the Bible. These are gifts God given us. How, if we don't have these gifts, then we cannot relate to God's word. We cannot express them to other people. How are we going to know God's word if God don't give us the gift of speaking them? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you see, God has given us gifts, and he wants us to desire these gifts. Praise God. Another one is the word of knowledge, and that is the God-given ability to translate and interpret biblical truth for preaching and teaching. We want all these gifts at work during this time of the year. Praise God. As I say, I'm speaking of spiritual gifts. We give physical gifts. But we are also going to see, as I get to the end, how they brought physical gifts to Jesus. Praise God. Holly, when they found him lying in a manger. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, another gift is the word of knowledge. Oh, a lot of people don't believe it, but it is in the word. So I have to believe, I do believe, the word of God. The word of knowledge, it is the God-given ability to translate and interpret biblical truth for preaching and teaching. And that's in 1 Corinthians. I should have given you the scripture, but 1 Corinthians 12 and 8, that is the word of knowledge. Praise God. We can speak a word of knowledge and knowledge of the word. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So all these gifts is here for us. Oh, praise God. It shows the ability to understand and remember doctrine, may tend to measure the degree of spiritual maturity in others, mainly by the amount of biblical knowledge that they retain. So that's why I say God wants us to ask him for more wisdom and knowledge, just like Solomon did. Praise God. Hallelujah. Another one is the word of wisdom. Praise God. It is the God-given ability to take the knowledge of God's word and apply it by the principles and insight to practical living. Praise God. And that's 1 Corinthians 12 and 8. We need to take the word of God, praise God, and apply it to our hearts, apply it to our minds for practical living every day. Praise God. We can't live for God unless we know how to apply his word to our everyday living. My God, that's awesome. You see why people are out doing in and everything? Because they're not applying the word of wisdom. They're not being wise in what they are doing. But we have to apply. When we apply the word, it helps us. It leads us. It guides us. Keeps us from falling into temptation. It guides us. Praise God. The word of wisdom. God tells us to be wise. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a good gift, the word of wisdom. Praise God. All right, another one. Exhortation. It is the God-given ability to come alongside others to encourage, counsel, and console them using the scriptures. And that's in Romans 12 and 8. As I read these gifts, I want you to just look at yourself and look at the ministers, how God had what and what God has done in us to help us to relate the scripture to you. God tells us that we ought to exhort one another in the word, that we ought to exhort one another to do good. Praise God. So, I love exhortation. I love to encourage people for a higher potential than from where they are. We are to encourage one another in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Encourage one another. Exhort one another. Lift them up when they are torn down. Build them up in their most holy faith, that they will desire a deeper walk with God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Listen to this one. It is called the serving gifts. Serving. Think about how people serve in many different capacities. We serve through faith, a God-given ability to exercise wonder-working faith, to see beyond the problems and need to the resource, God. That's 1 Corinthians 12 and 9. Think about in many ways that God has created people to serve. They serve in restaurants. They serve from the pulpits. We serve in our homes. And some people have the serving gifts that they just love to serve. Sir Mary was a server. She sat at Jesus' feet serving. Serving is a wonderful gift. It helps you to be patient. It helps you with your impatience. It helps us to humble ourselves, is the word I'm trying to say. Humbleness. How to be humble. You know, that is one of the fruits of the Spirit. To humble ourselves. Praise God. So evaluate yourself tonight as I'm bringing these gifts before you. And think about in what area God is using you in. Praise God. Okay, let's look at another one. Discernment of spirits. God wants us to be discerners. He wants us to discern between good and bad. So we won't fall into them bad things. He wants us to have the discerning of spirits. When people are telling us the wrong thing, Spirit will take over and let us know the truth. It is the God-given ability to differentiate between the sources of man's speech and actions, whether it's from the Holy Spirit or from some other spirit. Why? And that is in 1 Corinthians 12 and 10. Why? Because the Bible says there are many spirits and there is familiar spirits. So we need to know the difference. Know the difference. God wants us to know the difference between these different spirits. Because guess what? Some of these spirits come to torment you. Yes. Some spirits come to torment you. Then you're having bad dreams. Something somebody done told you was not of the spirit, and you're so confused. So we need the discernment of spirits. When someone tells me something and I'm not in agreement, I rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus because I know it was not from God. So God lets me know the difference not all the time, but I ask him to help me to know the difference. Praise God. Hallelujah. Another one, the spirit and the of helps, the gift of helps, helping people. There are some people, they'll go out of their way to help you, just helping people. God has given us the ability to be willing and available to help out in any area in which there is a need. And that's 1 Corinthians 12 and 28. Think about it, how people go about helping people. How far would you go? Ask yourself tonight, how far would Jesus go? We want to be more like him. We want the spirit of helps to help people. Yes, it humbles us. The spirit of helps is in you, embedded in you. Helps you to love. The availability to help out in any area in which there is a need. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is awesome. We are speaking of the gifts that God has given us. Another is the gift of serving. It is the God-given ability to meet the needs, especially the material needs of others. That's Romans 12 and 7. Are you reaching out to others to help meet their needs? Are you being, he said, don't keep the fist tightened, but give out. Give out. God gave his only begotten son. Praise God. He gave us Jesus. Praise God. So, the gift of serving, helping in whatever need. Maybe they might need some clothes. Maybe they got burned out. Maybe many things can happen to people where we can go and serve and help out. Praise God. Serving. You might be serving at a wedding or serving at some function. But there are ways, in many ways, to fulfill a gift of serving. It is motivational. It don't hold grudges that you don't want to serve. You are ready. To do it. You're ready to give your all because it's in you what God has given you. Praise God. Another one is the gift of administration. It is the God-given ability to guide and direct the workings of the church with skill. That's in 1 Corinthians 12 and 4. The church has to have administration, things carried out. We have the secretary, we have the assistants, we have different things that need to be carried out in the church. So you're part of the church administration to guide and direct the workings of the church. Isn't that awesome? Praise God. Look how God uses us. Some people don't want to do anything in the church but sit. But there are areas. There's the children's church. There's the choir, the praise group, or whatever God has called you. Do it. He said, whatever thine hands find to do. Do it unto the glory of God, but do it with all your might. Do it with all your might, but do it unto the glory of God. Don't do it to get self lifted up, self praises. God doesn't want that, but he want to
you to do it because it is a gift from him that you can serve in this capacity or in this area. It is a blessing. Then God can open up his blessings towards you when you are so free. Freely I give, freely I receive. He can give to you freely. Praise God. The gift of administration. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let's look at another one. Praise God. We're not finished yet. The gift of ruling. The gift of ruling. It is the God-given ability to stand before others, to preside, and effectively lead others with care and diligently. Diligent. Romans 12 and 8. The God-given ability to stand before others, to provide, preside, and lead others. Well, you may say, I'm not a leader. Well, not all the gifts are for you. God said he gave some, not all the gifts. But I'm telling you so that you can find out how many gifts are you possessing. Praise God. Another one is the gift of mercy. It is the God-given ability to show compassion for the misery of others and to relieve the problem with a true attitude of cheerfulness. Romans 12 and 8. That is a wonderful gift. When you can go and be with others in their time of hardships. Praise God. God said he said in the church, apostle, and I won't go into that because I really need to tell you what each one of these do. But the apostle, the prophet, our prophetess, the evangelist to go out and spread the good news of Jesus Christ all over the world. The pastor, the head over the flock, and the teacher. As we just said earlier, the teacher to teach. God has given us apt to teach. Praise God. God has set this in the church. The God-given ability to show compassion to others. Praise God. We also have the gift of giving, which a lot of people does not want to hear. But we have the gift of giving. Praise God. How do you look at giving? How do you approach God with giving? He has given to you. Giving is the God-given ability to give liberally with love and joy. Romans 12 and 8. The God-given ability to give freely. He said, freely you give, freely I give. Free. He wants us to be free in our giving. He don't want us to be stagnated in our giving. Praise God. God has given us plenty. Some less, but still we can give in many ways. And it doesn't have to be money. It can be our time. Praise God. Yes, in Acts 17:21-23, he has given us time. He has given us the temple to worship him. He has given us talent. Talent like singing. Talent like praising, praying, preaching. All these are gifts. Some people are so gifted in singing until they sing all across the world. Great talent. Great talent. Praise God. He's given us treasure. Thanksgiving unto God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for giving us these gifts. But still, I'm not finished. He has given us the gift of grace. That grace, that unmerited favor. And it is extended to no end. Grace. God's grace. His amazing grace is a gift to us. We are so blessed. Praise God. But why did God give us these gifts? They have been provided to equip us to glorify God, to edify the church. And that's in the book of Ephesians. God has given us these gifts. He didn't just give them to us for nothing. He gave them to us that we may be equipped and edify one another. The church is the people. Praise God. We have to know why God gave us the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastors, and teachers to edify one another, to equip the church. Praise God. Hallelujah of God. Oh, to glorify God, to give him all the glory, the honor, and praise which rightfully due him. Are we finished? The greatest gift of all. The greatest gift of all God has given us is his Son. And his Son, whom we are celebrating, praise God, has come down as a babe in the flesh. Praise God. He came as a baby, lowly, humble, in a manger. He gave his Son to die for us on Calvary. He gave him to die for our sins. Nothing that he had done, nothing. But he loved us so much. He gave us the gift of love, who is Jesus. That gift of love that is wrapped all up in us. And nobody can take him from us. His name is Jesus. Who are you celebrating? The gift of love. Praise God. Hallelujah. The gift of love that no other man can give us. He has created. Oh, it is so matchless. No one can explain it because it's a gift from God. God loves us so much. It is unexplainable. And he just keeps on giving. He just keeps on giving. What a blessed time. We are celebrating the birth, which is the greatest gift of all, the most wonderful gift of all that God has given us. Oh, I named so many gifts tonight. I think there was about 13 of them. But then, when we thought about it, we couldn't leave out this one, the greatest gift of all, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Praise God, the one that came down to save us from our sin, the one that died on the cross, the one that hung and bled and died for us, the one that was broken for us. What a gift, what a great gift.
that God has given us. The one where they pierced him in his side and the blood came streaming down. The body that was broken. The crown that was put on his head where the blood came down. What a gift. What a great gift that we have. And then when he ascended on high, he said, I would not leave you comfortless. He left the Holy Spirit in us. Praise God. He didn't want to leave us without him. So he left a part of him in us that we may glorify God and worship our Father, which is in heaven. And then he said, one day he's coming back to receive us unto himself. He said he's coming back, that great gift is coming back, and he is going to bring us to heaven to be with him. And we shall walk the streets of gold. We shall sing hallelujah, 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 the highest praise. We shall celebrate him in all of his beauty. We shall see him face to face. Praise God. Hallelujah. Aren't you excited now about this gift that I've been talking about? All of these gifts is wrapped up into the one gift, Jesus. All of these gifts are from him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Man didn't give us these gifts. I don't care how much you go to school and study. They cannot match up to the gifts of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to think this week about all the gifts that you may be given. None can match up to the gift that Jesus has given us. Praise God. This wonderful and holy and righteous gift, and now we give it. But one thing I left out, they also brought to Jesus physical gifts. They brought him the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh. Yes, they did. They brought gifts to Jesus. They followed the star of where he was. And they brought him gifts. Oh, Lord God, thank you. We can bring gifts to our friends, and we can bring a gift to Jesus. We can bring him us and surrender ourselves to him. Praise God. They brought gifts, and they brought them, and they laid them around him at his feet. Praise God. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father. If you can give a gift to someone, give it out of love. Give it in freedom. Bring a gift to the altar at the church and leave it there. Bring yourself even more to Jesus and worship him with your whole heart, mind, and soul. God desires our whole heart, mind, and soul. Praise God that we will worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. There will be many songs sung this Christmas. There will be many prayers. There will be much adoration unto him. But think about the gift in it. The gift of singing, the gift of teaching, the gift of administration, all the gifts. Praise God. Think about it. This, and God enriched me with this and let me know that he's already given us gifts. These are little small things that we are giving to one another. But the greatest gift is when he gave his son. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for this time. Oh, God, that you have let us know, God. Father God, that you have given us gifts and that we are to operate in these gifts, oh, God. And we are to let others know, oh, God, about the greatest gift that has been given.
We thank you, Father God, that you didn't leave us bare and comfortless, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have equipped us, oh God, with everything that we need that pertaineth to life and godliness in Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for our friends and loved ones that we'll be greeting throughout the season. But God, don't let it stop. Just let us. In Jesus, love, love, love bears all things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let love ring like never before. The love has come down, and the love has shared his love with us. And God, we do praise you and give you for the greatest love of all, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I pray that you will be right back here. Praise God. Hallelujah. As we celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. It is just so great. May the Lord bless you, keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance towards you. And may he give you peace all this season. Praise God. We bind the enemy on every hand that may try to bring destruction. God is peace and love and joy and happiness. In him, there is no other. Praise God. Be blessed now. May you be blessed in your going in, coming out, your uprising, and your sitting down. And you'll make your, I pray that your meal barrel is full this season. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. He's good. Bye-bye now.